don't let anything stop you from voting.
Nothing. Nothing.
Please, please vote.
Vote!
Vote!
It's not just
vote.
The Hollywood leftists who tell us to vote. Here's my colleague Glenn Beck.
They're out there. I don't care if you vote for a Democrat or an independent or a Republican. You've got to vote, and you've got to get your friends to vote.
So he says, but I think he's wrong. I don't want my friends to vote. I live in Manhattan. My friends all vote for big government candidates. I want them to stay home election day. But this is not a popular view, and here to discuss it are Andy Bernstein of Headcount, a group that encourages people to vote, especially young people, and also Michael Moynihan, senior editor of Reason Magazine. Andy, though, I'll start with you. Tell us about Headcount. You register people at rock concerts.
Yeah, we're a nonpartisan group. We work with musicians like Dave Matthews Band and Pearl Jam to register people of all ages, but particularly young people, and make it convenient and really make it peer-to-peer. So it's young people talking to young people about the elections.
And you say you're nonpartisan, but the truth is young people registered at rock concerts are going to vote 80% Democratic?
I don't think it's probably that high. You certainly have a lot of different viewpoints. And you also have, I think, a strong independent streak. I mean, we get a very large percentage of people register as independents. And I think that probably more than anything represents the mentality of a lot of young people right now.
Okay, but you saw that little video skit I did, and I've done this once before at one of your events. And people said things like, I would ask, what's Roe versus Wade? And they would say, Roe v. Wayne? Is that when America declared bankruptcy? And they didn't know much. Why do you want them to vote?
Well, for one thing, a lot of people, you know, the people who are coming to our booths and registering are probably the people who are more interested and are more knowledgeable or becoming more knowledgeable. You know, we're not going to fix these things by not participating. And I think that young people not only voting but becoming more aware, more engaged is a really positive thing and a very important thing for the future of this country.
Michael, he sounds like he's making a good case.
He sounds like he's making a good case. I don't think he is. And a couple of things. We led in with Leonardo DiCaprio saying voting is easy. No, it's not. Voting is actually quite difficult because you have to know sort of the basics of governance. And as you've shown, and as poll after poll shows, people don't know these things. Rather than, you know, encouraging people to vote, I don't know why we're not encouraging people to become educated about the system and then vote. I think it's a two-step process. I don't have a problem with people voting. I'm not telling people not to vote. I'm not saying, you know, voting's a bad idea. I mean, look, where I live, it actually doesn't make a difference because I live in Washington, D.C., where we have an election, take 2008, which is not unlike a Syrian election. We have 92% of the people in D.C. voted for Barack Obama. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not saying I would have voted for John McCain. I think my vote, in a way, was staying home. I think that is also a vote, expressing total disgust with the two candidates. That is a way of registering your disgust is by staying home. But if,
so
had
you,
I
do
gone
you ever out, vote?
I
you
have
vote?
Voted, yeah. Yeah, I didn't vote in the last election. I didn't vote in 2004.
It's your way of saying, I don't like either of you.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, there is a statement in not voting, too. And there, I mean, you can, of course, you know, vote till your heart's content. I'm not telling people not to do that. But I'm saying it's much more important that people know what Roe v. Wade is.
And at rock concerts, Andy, I mean, really, half of them are drunk or stoned. Maybe that's not fair. But these would be the people I would least want to make important decisions about our future.
Well, I think that young people being involved in the electorate is critically important because they have the most at stake. I mean, young people today are inheriting
but
massive
debt. But they
don't
know anything. I didn't know anything until I worked for 30, 40 years. I came out of college. I was taught by my professors that big government is the answer to everything. It took me a long time to realize that, no, free markets do it much better.
Well, that argument is that they shouldn't... John, if your argument is they shouldn't vote because they disagree with you, I'll just say, but, you know, young people have a lot at stake. Young people, there's one-third unemployment right now, massive student debt, and it's important that all citizens do get informed. We don't disagree on that point at all, and I think that any group that does the kind of things we do has to work just as hard to really engage people, and that's why we call it engagement. It's not just voting. We want people to be informed. We want people to get behind what they believe in and have their opinions evolve and have conversation. And something I really agree on is that, you know, just saying to people, vote, 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 that's not an effective message. It's not an intellectually deep message at all. What we really
need to do... Diddy said, vote or die.
And you know what? And it didn't really work.
Nobody
died? Nobody died.
Nobody died, and there was nothing quantifiable that showed that drove people to the polls.
Young people have more at stake, but young people have a lot of educating to do before they can cast really wise ballots. You just said we have one-third unemployment? You're a young guy. I think that's wrong, and that's maybe why you shouldn't vote. Or we certainly shouldn't make it easy for you to register at a rock concert.
First of all, thank you for calling me a young guy. I really appreciate that. I'm actually out of the demo we target. But the, you know, to say young people, I don't know if you want to make the voting age 45. I don't know what you're proposing.
I'm just saying don't recruit them the way you do. Don't raise money to make it easy to register at rock concerts.
Look, I think one of the problems here is the vote or die campaign is wonderfully incoherent. I don't know what it means. Nobody seems to know what it means. But the great thing about
I think it meant that if you don't vote,
that
you will die. You'll be
spontaneously combust.
No, you'll be sent to some war and be killed.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is also presumptuous that, you know, the people coming out are going to vote against the Iraq war or vote against, you know, Afghanistan or something. But I think the weird thing about this is you had Paris Hilton was part of this campaign. Now, I don't suspect she actually voted. I could be wrong about this. But she is there prancing about with the vote or die t-shirt on. The first thing that comes into my mind when I see that is if these people need some sort of vapid celebrity like Paris Hilton to tell them to vote, they shouldn't be voting. That's right there, right off the bat, you shouldn't be voting.
But you're talking about something that really I don't think really got the respect of anyone. And groups that are doing serious work in the electoral field are not.
But you're using rock stars. Why do people need to be told by Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam to vote?
Well, it's not a matter of being told. It's a matter of relevance and really starting the conversation. And, you know, I think that Eddie Vedder is certainly a leader and an interesting guy. Somebody that we work with on our board of directors is Bob Weir from The Grateful Dead. And you may say The Grateful Dead, whatever. But, you know, this is a living witness to history. And Bobby, on one of our board meetings recently, said, I don't want to preach. I want to start a conversation. What if we can get other artists talking to artists and have fans and young people join in? And that's the kind of thing we're going to be doing on Facebook over the next month. So we really are trying to take this from an empty message just saying vote, 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 to something that really engages people and makes people more inspired to learn and feel more part of the process. And I think
the momentum is on your side. I mean, the get out the vote to vote idea is so popular, even companies are spending their advertising dollars to push voting. Here's a sample.
Come on, man, you've got a voice. Go use it. You can change history if you just vote.
Yeah, you're right. I'm voting. How about sharing a slice of pizza for
you? Dude, two?
I mean, I don't really want Pizza Hut to be selling me voting.
Well, certainly corporations are going to get behind things that are popular, and the presidential election is the most inclusive event in the country. It's more people vote for president than watch the Super Bowl. So it's natural that companies are going to want to get behind that, and it is America. Voting is American.
Michael, I give you the last word.
You know, I suppose if voting is patriotic, then not voting is not patriotic, and I don't believe that at all. Look, the basic point is this. What we need is people to get educated about the basic issues. I mean, what we're doing is we're trying to, you know, put a Band-Aid on cancer. The bigger problem, the cancer here, is the fact that people don't know the first thing about politics, about governance, and about how Washington is run. And, you know, I think that actually the more people are educated, the less people would be involved in voting because they'd be totally disgusted by the whole business.
And I should say the highest voting percentage we found was 91.7%. That was in Uruguay, so I don't know that that's a good thing. But thank you, Michael Moynihan and Andy Bernstein.